For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Four students from France are currently studying at WKU. They're now forced to cope with last week's deadly terrorist attacks while thousands of miles away from their homeland. Lisa Autry spoke with some of them about their family and friends back home and how their country is coping.
We're speaking with Emmerich Lacorno and Solin Lepret. Thank you all so much for being here and speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm curious, how did you all find out about the attacks being in America?
I was actually playing soccer with some friends. I didn't have my phone on myself. I got back home and I had a bunch of friends texting me, friends from the U.S. mainly, being like, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, good. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So they just told me you should turn on your TV and check the news. I just turned on the TV after that. And I tried to call my brothers, my parents. I have a brother living in Paris. That was just horrific. Like, through the news, not being at home when that happened, that was tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had to be pretty devastating for you.
Devastating, yeah, but I just, you know, even today, like 4 days after the incident, I just still can't figure out why this happened in Paris. It's a lot of questions.
So, Lynn, how did you learn about the attacks?
I was at home, like, doing homework, and I saw, like, on Facebook and on the newspaper online that something happened in Paris. So I tried to find on the internet what happened and what hours and everything. So I know because of social media and newspaper online. Mm-hmm.
So the two of you had heard about the attacks long before you actually, I guess, made contact with family and friends back in France.
Yes, thanks to the social medias, like, information go pretty quickly through the world.
Mm-hmm. What has it been like being so far away from your native country during this time of tragedy and national mourning?
I wish I could be at home right now because it's so hard to really feel what my French compatriots feel right now because I'm so far away. Like, I really appreciate the support of my American friends. They've been here for me, but I wish I could go home. I'm glad I get to go home in a month, see my family, my friends.
So you have plans to go home for the holidays. What are you expecting when you get there? What do you think the country's going to be like in another month or so?
More security. I'm flying there, obviously, and I want more security checkpoints. I want people still to go out. I don't want people to be scared because those attacks were to make us scared. We have freedom in the West countries, and I think that's what get attacked, freedom. I want people still to be free to take advantage of the chance we have. And, yeah, I want people to react positively to it.
Mm-hmm. Solin, do you have family and friends in France now? And what is that like being so far away?
I have most of my family in Paris and in Lyon, so in big cities. So it's complicated to know what they feel at this moment and to contact with them because I'm far, so they reply to my text and everything, but it's not like the same if I can call them for free and if I can text them, it's not the same, so I don't know what they're feeling. But I know that everybody is safe. And they will be scared for 2 and 3 days, and after it will be okay, because we had the same in January with Charlie Hebdo, and everybody was scared for 2 and 3 days, but after it was normal, because it just to make the population scared. I think they are not going to keep attacking Paris in this day. Maybe they will attack, like, another time, but not now, so everybody will live, like, normally. There will be just, like, more cops, more security, and more... at the border, I think there is been more security before on there.
What are your friends and family back home telling you about the atmosphere there now?
We're trying to bring the community together today, but some people are reacting badly to it. I don't think it's a religion issue. Some people are using religion to spread their ideologies, but it's not because of religion. And some people think so because of medias, social medias. Some informations are just being like, they're not what they're supposed to be.
Do they still have a high sense of fear and concern for their safety?
Not my parents, not my brothers, not my friends. Even if they are a little bit, I'm trying to push them to just enjoy, like, things they do, like going out to a restaurant, have a drink, like go to a concert, go to a soccer game. It's just things everybody does every day in the West countries. So we can't be scared of that. We need to keep doing these things and show the terrorists that this is not going to stop us from living. They're not going to succeed by doing that.
So looking ahead, how do you think this tragedy is going to change your home country?
The values of France won't change because people make them. But what will happen for a country will be decided by the government, and we don't have that much like power on it. We'll just see what they can do for us to make us safer in our home country.
There was worldwide reaction showing solidarity with France following the attacks. How did it make you feel to see that reaction?
It feels great, honestly. I'm glad I'm here in the U.S. Like that, the U.S. citizens showed so much compassion to us. Like I cannot be more grateful. Like, really appreciated it. But I wish I could be home to help my friends, my family. But the fact that the entire world is concerned about us just shows that they didn't attack Paris, they just attacked freedom.
How do you think these latest attacks will impact the discussion in France about welcoming Syrian refugees and, in general, how refugees and immigrants are assimilated into French society?
We have people landing on the coast, on the Greek coast. They're leaving everything they had in Syria, in other countries, Angola. But I don't know, like, if they're landing on the coast, like, how are you going to tell them, no, you go back there, you go back home, like, where people are just, like, bombing your places. And we're, like, hosting, I don't know, thousands of thousands, and among them we're going to have 10 bad people. I don't think it's an excuse to stop them. I think there's something better to do. I don't have the answer. I hope the political head of France have the answers for us. But yeah, it's really a hard topic to talk about.
I think there will be just like more security and more check when they are coming, like where are they from, why are they coming to France, if it's really for the refugee or if they want a bad thing for France. So I hope they will like just check more what happened. But I hope they will still help people because it's not their fault. I mean, there is different people, like they are not thinking the same things. They are very good people who just want to be safe in France and they don't want something bad. So I hope they will see the difference between these people.
Is there anything else you want people to know about your home country?
Thank you for the U.S. citizens for showing that much support. It's not only Paris that has been attacked, like I said. It's just the entire world, like the world of freedom. We've been talking about freedom like a lot lately, even here, and I think it's really important. We fought like through the years, through history, we fought just for freedom, and now we have it, and we still have people trying to get that from us, but we won't let them do that.
WKU students Emmerich Lacorno and Solon Lepret, thank you all for speaking with us, sharing your story.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.